Furthermore, Mr. Trump has yet to be tested by a crisis. Level-headed generals may advise him, but he is the commander-in-chief, with a temperament that alarms friend and foe alike. On trade, he remains wedded to a zero-sum view of the world, in which exporters win and importers lose. Are the buyers of Ivanka Trump-branded clothes and handbags which are made in Asia losers? Mr. Trump has made clear that he favours bilateral deals over multilateral ones because that way, a big country like America can bully small ones into making concessions. The trouble with this approach is twofold. First, it is deeply unappealing to small countries, which, by the way, have protectionist lobbies to overcome. Second, it would reproduce the insanely complicated mishmash of rules that the multilateral trade system was created to simplify and trim. The Trump team probably will not make a big push to disrupt global trade until tax reform has passed through Congress, but when and if that happens, all bets are off. NAFTA is still in grave peril. Perhaps the greatest damage that Mr. Trump has done is to American soft power. He openly scorns the notion that America should stand up for universal values, such as democracy and human rights. Not only does he admire dictators, he explicitly praises thuggishness, such as the mass murder of criminal suspects in the Philippines. He does so not out of diplomatic tact, but apparently out of conviction. This is new.